You're listening to Weekends Around the Northwest. And now, your host, Northwest travel author, Wendy Meister.
Big welcome to the show today. So glad you could stop by. We're brought to you by SeattleHolidayCentral.com. Well, we're coming to you from out and about this week. We're visiting in Port Townsend. We're at a beautiful place. It's called the Clam Cannery Historic Hotel, and it is overlooking the water with unobstructed views of the Cascades, the Olympic Mountains, Whidbey Island, the Straits of Juan de Fuca. Absolutely gorgeous place. This is a restored historic building, and I'm telling you, you're just going to find so many beautiful features throughout. All kinds of interesting folks are wandering in and out. Coming up on the show, we've got the owner here, Kevin Harris, and he's going to talk all about some of the different things that were involved with restoring this place and some of the activities going on here in these beautiful suites. And speaking of outdoor activities, the Big Tumbleweed Music Festival is coming up Labor Day weekend in Richland, Washington. It's all coming up. We'll be right back. In the mood for a San Juan Island getaway? Then hop on the ferry and head to Orcas Island and visit Cascade Harbor Inn in East Salem, a wonderful retreat close to Moran State Park, an outdoor mecca for all kinds of outdoor adventures, including biking, kayaking, hiking, even birdwatching. You'll also find spectacular views from Mount Constitution. And speaking of views, it doesn't get much better than from your private balcony in your room or suite of Cascade Bay or Turtleback Mountain. You'll also find fully equipped kitchens and fireplaces. And close by in East Sound, you'll definitely want to do some shopping. You'll find all kinds of wonderful restaurants as well. So whether you're looking for an overnight for two or a special retreat for family or friends, be sure to visit Cascade Harbor Inn on Orcas Island. For more information, call 1-800-201-2120. That's 1-800-201-2120. Or stop by their website at CascadeHarborInn.com.
The Tumbleweed Music Festival is traditionally held every Labor Day in Howard Amon Park along the banks of the Columbia River in Richland, Washington. 2020 marks our 24th annual festival. This year, however, the Tumbleweed Festival is going virtual as an online music festival. The online version of Tumbleweed will still have as many of the normal events as we can cram into the internet. 8 stages with over 60 pre-recorded performances, 2 free concerts, 7 live-streamed workshops, 1 paid admission Tumbleweed benefit concert, and a live contra dance. The festival will open on Thursday, September 3rd, when our festival website, tumbleweedmusicfestival.org, goes live. We plan on leaving the festival available until August of 2021, so you can watch as many times as you want. You can find our list of stages and events at tumbleweedfest.com. Hope to see you there.
Hi, this is Chef Ron with Bennett's Restaurant, located in Grayland, Washington. We're really excited to be part of Weekends Around the Northwest and the audience that's listening. This is a really romantic, underdeveloped part of the Northwest Washington coast. When you get out here, this is going to be a fabulous dining experience for you. We do food the old school way. We make our own sauces and soups and gravies, right down to our tartar sauce and cocktail. We have a lot of fun with fresh seafood, halibut, fish and chips, prime rib, awesome steaks, great seafood pastas, our seafood fettuccine. I mean, when you come to Bennett's, you're going to receive some of the best customer service that's ever touched you. And we look forward to seeing you and meeting you. Make sure you stop by and visit us. We really look forward to seeing you. Or visit us at bennettscoastalrestaurants.com. Our local phone number is 360-267-2350.
Listening to Weekends Around the Northwest with Wendy Meister.
If you're just joining us today, we are coming to you from the Clam Cannery Hotel, a beautiful historic hotel that's been here for quite a few years. I've got the owner here right now joining me, Kevin Harris. And Kevin, we've got so much activity, we've got so much excitement. And I got to tell you, this place is absolutely gorgeous. We've got to lay it out and do the setup here, because you're over the water, you're overlooking the Cascades, you've got Whidbey Island, you've got everything. So let's talk about the setting here of this beautiful hotel.
Hi, Wendy. Well, yes, I'm excited to talk a little bit about the Clam Cannery property as well, because it is a historic building. It was built in 1885, and the first question people always ask me is, where'd you come up with that goofy name,
Clam Cannery? I think it's a cool, I think it's a cool name, and it's one that people remember. There's no two ways about it.
It's really true.
Well, how did we come up with it? Because I know that there's a whole history surrounding that as well.
Well, there is, Wendy. It was a clam canning facility. It operated from the late teens till the 60s. In its heyday, it was the largest producer of canned clams on the West Coast. But the building sat vacant for 40 years here on the waterfront of Port Townsend, just slowly falling apart.
Mm-hmm. I remember seeing it, and I remember thinking, my gosh, the location, someday someone is going to just realize what a gold mine this is, because on the water and the view, I mean, it's spectacular.
It really is. It's an unparalleled property. It's built out on the beach, and we have unobstructed views of, as you mentioned, the Cascades, the Olympics, Mount Rainier, Mount Baker. Mm-hmm. It's because we sit so far out on the beach, we can just see everything. It's spectacular.
Yeah, and you look down on the water, you can see through the water. I love that. But you're right next, in people's minds, let them kind of get a vision of where you're at. You're near the old, or actually you're right next door to the old ferry terminal.
That's correct. We are right next to the original ferry landing for Port Townsend. And coincidentally, we're right in the process of getting the permit to restore that old ferry landing.
Which is amazing in itself.
I'm excited about it. We're going to create moorage for the property here. So all those Pacific Northwest boaters will be able to hop on their boat, sail over to Port Townsend dock, and just walk right on up and stay in the beautiful Clam Cannery.
And you and I were just talking outside before we're on mic here. We were talking about the fact that what a perfect idea for the folks with the yachts and these beautiful vessels to come here, because they can get the entire, the entire unit for all the folks that are on the boat and have it to themselves. And I'm thinking, Port Townsend is just so much fun to be able to kick around. I was just doing a show from the San Juan Islands, and we were also talking about that. I mean, the different things to do there, you can go maybe to a nice restaurant, but what else are you going to do? Here, you've got everything to do.
Boy, Wendy, that is so true. And it's one of the reasons that we've been pushing to get the permit in place to restore the old ferry dock, because Port Townsend is unique for the small size of the community, about 9,000 people. I don't think you could find a more rich diversity of cultural things and entertainment. I mean, we've got film festival, music festivals.
The galleries.
It just goes on and on and on.
I mean, the parks, the galleries, you've got the historic homes, the tours, you name it, you've got something going on every minute here. You've got so many different things that are coming up. You mentioned about the development and that. Why don't we, before we talk about these incredible suites, let's talk about some of the ideas, because we were talking about the fact that one part of this beautiful location here is you've got it divided into a couple of different large rooms. I mean, you got about 4,000 square feet out there for weddings and events. And I mean, even outside, you can overlap and, have part of it outside. I mean, it's incredible.
Well, I'm particularly excited about the hotel being used for special events like weddings. I'll tell you, Wendy, from the moment you walk up to the building, most people are kind of perplexed, because we kept the outside of the building as true to the way it's looked for the last 130 years as possible. So just looks like an old warehouse.
But it's cool. I mean, I love it. I mean, the brick, the beautiful weathered brick, I think it's actually pretty good looking.
It's true. And I agree with you. But the doors are what most people first notice, because the doors are all handmade.
It's like you're at a castle.
It is. So we actually salvaged lumber from the building to make those doors with. And if you look at the wood, you can see the saw blade marks from when they milled that right down here on the beach all those years ago. All the metalwork was done by a local blacksmith, Dean Mook. And when you come upon the doors again, you know there's something special about this building, even though we really tried to keep the outside of the building historic.
And, you've got the deck that surrounds the building. And about 2,000 square feet outside?
Yes, about 2,000 square feet.
Wow.
Yeah, it's enough space to do a seated wedding ceremony for 150 people.
In fact, you were showing me, you were saying, okay, we're going to have an aisle here. We're gonna,
you know,
a couple rows of chairs here. And, you know, it just seems so perfect because we were also talking about the fact that, well, you know, in the Northwest, we can't really judge the weather. And this is so nice because it's the type of facility where you can have it indoors or outdoors. And if something happens, like a downfall, you know, the rain, let's go inside.
Rain does happen occasionally.
It does, every now and again. I mean, I hate to say it, but it does. And, you know, you also mentioned that you can also accommodate folks, too, down below here. We've got the suites up above. But you mentioned that if there are people that, you know, maybe wheelchair accessible, which you are, which is quite fantastic, then you can do that downstairs as well.
That's right. So we are able to handle wheelchair-dependent guests, and we've got a great facility for them, and we're ready.
You got it all going on here, I'm telling you. Well, we have got to move up into the suites and talk about these incredible suites, because I swear, Kevin, you just did everything up to just, I mean, it's unbelievable, you know, the details and just using the custom hand-blown glass. And why don't we start with, in fact, let's start with the glass, because you've got the beautiful, you know, in some of the suites, you've got the countertops that are just this thick, unbelievable glass.
Yeah, well, again, Wendy, there are pictures of all of the suites on our website, clamcannery.com. And even though those pictures that detail all the suites are pretty spectacular, the first thing I'll say is that everyone who comes to the property goes, those pictures do not do this justice.
I agree. Seeing is really believing.
Yeah. So I'll just take you through a couple of them. The first suite that we finished was actually the clamshell suite. And that one has the unobstructed views of the Olympic Mountains and the Port Townsend Ferry Dock and the Bay of Port Townsend. Well, in that suite, we actually went under the building and dug up some of the discarded clamshells. We ran over them with a forklift and cleaned them all up, and we mixed them in with concrete to make the countertops.
They're gorgeous, absolutely, and I mean, so unique.
Yeah, they're stunning, and we've had a lot of professionals in the industry, architects and designers, come and see those countertops and say, who made these?
Uh-huh.
These are spectacular.
We have got to know.
Yeah, exactly. That was Absolute Concrete Works in Paulsville, Washington. We've got some of the labels from the old clam cannery on the walls. We've got a little bit of the history of the property on our walls as well. So as you're walking around, you can kind of read what an important part of the economic engine this building has been for so many years. In fact, it doesn't cease to amaze me that every weekend I'll have people come by and say, you know, my grandfather used to work here, and they'll tell me stories. Best story I've heard so far, though, a guy said, when we were first starting the project, he said, you know, Kevin, the thing about the cannery is you could always get a job here. He said they always needed help when the cannery was running. He said, the funny thing is, he goes, I always hitchhiked. He goes, I could get a ride to work with a family, but I could never get a ride home with them because you smelled so bad.
Yeah, that is funny. And, you know, I was reading upstairs because you've got the wonderful articles from, you know, way back when. And I was reading about what was his name, Gifford or
Guilford.
Guilford. And he would give people the clam checks. Tell us about the clam checks. I mean, you know, for food.
Yes, he was. So he was a pretty community-minded individual. And he actually wanted to make sure that during the worst of the Depression, that the families got the pay. So he said, you know, I don't want the guys going out drinking with their buddies and the kids not getting food. So he came up with his own form of currency called clam checks.
Yeah.
And his granddaughter told me she remembers just sitting by his leg, and he's got these checks and he's imprinting them. And
yeah,
they redeemed those for groceries at the local stores.
Oh,
and
I love
he'd
it.
Get them back from, yeah, from the grocers later.
I love it. Well, let's talk about, you know, a few of the other things that you've got in there that really caught my eye. So many different things. I mean, everywhere you look, the woodwork that you've got here is, you said it was from the, you know, they used the actual wood from the buildings.
We did. So that was one of the first things we did, was salvage as much of the lumber as we could. I mean, we're talking about, you know, wood that was milled in the 1800s. That's hard to find.
Yeah, beautiful stuff.
Yeah, and we thought, it's a lot more work, but, you know, let's try to use it where we can. So as you go through the property, you're able to see a nice a nice complement between the things that are new, but made in such a way that you're really bringing to life this incredible wood and the incredible workmanship with the metal and the glass and all
the hand forged. I mean, everything is just, it's just like I said. I mean, you just walk around, and what was it you said to me? It just stuck in my mind. You were talking about the fact that you wanted to have, you know, the pieces of you know, the furnishings and how you've designed everything and the woods that you've used and the glasses, it's pieces of art.
That's it, exactly.
Instead of just hanging art on the wall,
yep.
You have got art everywhere.
And that's one of the beauties of using qualified and talented craftsmen. We're fortunate in Port Townsend because there are so many. But you give these people a palette, and what they can do is amazing. So they are able to take just the ordinary things that you would use in the course of a day, your cabinetry, a stool, a bench, whatever it is, and turn it into a work of art, something that you're able to just appreciate and enjoy just as you go through your normal routine. So yeah, that's why we say we don't just have beautiful art hanging on the walls. These units are in themselves works of art.
Yeah, they really are. Well, I thank you so much, and I'm going to have you back a little bit later on the show. Once again, we are coming to you from the beautiful Clam Cannery Historic Hotel in Port Townsend. The web address is clamcannery.com. Definitely go to the website. Check out what we've been just talking about. Of course, it's not going to do it justice. You've got to come here, actually, and see it. Stick around. We've got more coming up. You're listening to Weekends Around the Northwest. We'll be right back. Have a special day coming up, a wedding, honeymoon, reception, or anniversary? Then you should visit our website, SeattleHolidayCentral.com, because we have everything you'll need to help you pull off the big day. Whether you're looking for a beautiful cake, a gifted photographer, flowers, or arrangements, you'll find an exclusive selection, including some of the best companies within the metro area. Or maybe you're just looking for a well-needed getaway to kick back for a few days at a mountain or waterfront retreat, resort, or B&B. No problem. We've got you covered there, too. At SeattleHolidayCentral.com, you'll find a wonderful selection of restaurants, great escapes, seasonal events, and distinctive shopping destinations around Washington State. You'll also find informative sound bites from several of our featured merchants. So if you're looking for great ideas for special occasions or cool things happening around the area, be sure to stop by our website, SeattleHolidayCentral.com, or give us a call at 206-941-3500.
Are you still dreaming about a beachside getaway? You know, long sandy walks and cool seaside sculptures? Here's a way you can turn your dream into your reality. Come to Cannon Beach, and a place where you can experience wind, waves, and ocean wildlife just outside your door. The place is the Hallmark Resort in Cannon Beach, your home away from home, with family-designed suites, romantic two-person spa suites, and private beachside cottages, each with cozy fireplaces and oceanfront balconies. The perfect spot for sunsets and storm watching. Outside your room, there's the world-famous Haystack Rock and miles of beach. The resort has two indoor heated pools, three spas, saunas, and a workout room. In town, there are great shops and restaurants. Or visit Ecola State Park, where you can climb Tillamook Head for a glimpse of migrating whales. Come on, make that dream a reality at Hallmark Resorts in Cannon Beach. Call 1-888-448-4449 or visit us on the web at hallmarkinns.com.
In the mood for a San Juan Island getaway? Then hop on the ferry and head to Orcas Island and visit Cascade Harbor Inn in East Sound, a wonderful retreat close to Moran State Park, an outdoor mecca for all kinds of outdoor adventures, including biking, kayaking, hiking, even birdwatching. You'll also find spectacular views from Mount Constitution. And speaking of views, it doesn't get much better than from your private balcony in your room or suite of Cascade Bay or Turtleback Mountain. You'll also find fully equipped kitchens and fireplaces. And close by in East Sound, you'll definitely want to do some shopping. You'll find all kinds of wonderful restaurants as well. So whether you're looking for an overnight for two or a special retreat for family or friends, be sure to visit Cascade Harbor Inn on Orcas Island. For more information, call 1-800-201-2120. That's 1-800-201-2120. Or stop by their website at CascadeHarborInn.com.
You're listening to Weekends Around the Northwest with Wendy Meister.
Looking for some fun things to do on Labor Day weekend? Well, the big Tumbleweed Music Festival is going on in Richland, Washington, and that's starting Thursday, September 3rd, running through Labor Day weekend. You know, things are different this year, and we've got the festival coordinator here, David Carson, to let us know what's going on. Well, first off, David, welcome to the show, and I know that everything usually takes place on the banks of the Columbia River, but what's happening this year with what's the craziness going on?
Well, thanks for having me, Wendy. Of course, as with so many things, the COVID pandemic has knocked our plans for a loop. We figured out throughout April that it was going to be impossible for us to safely hold a physical festival in the park. There was just no way that we could meet the requirements that were only then really being developed for things like that.
Right.
So we decided in early May, we decided to make the festival virtual rather than cancel it outright. So from May to now, we've been learning how and pounding through getting a online music festival built from the ground up.
Well, let's kind of walk through it then, just to kind of get a feel of what's going to take place. Because for folks that have never been to the festival, for instance, you've got so many different things happening there every year. You've got the different stages, you've got the, you know, the contra dance, all of it. So why don't we start out by just talking about maybe some of how you're grouping things and how the performances are going to be.
We are trying to replicate as much as we can the normal festival experience. We normally have 5 outdoor and 2 indoor stages and 2 workshop rooms. And on Saturday and Sunday of Labor Day weekend, from 11 a.m. to 6 p.m., we have a new performer or new act on each of those locations every 40 minutes. This year, because it's very difficult to actually perform music remotely, if you're a group and you're having to stay in your own houses, it's really difficult. So all of our performances are going to be pre-recorded. We have around 70 individual performances of about 10 to 15 minutes each, and we're putting approximately 10 on each stage, which we are calling after our traditional stages. We have a north stage, south stage, river stage, west stage, an art gallery stage, the community center stage. We also added some more because we got so many performances. We have, as I said, over 70. We have almost 15 hours of performances that will be on those stages. We'll also have a Friday night concert. We traditionally open with a concert featuring younger performers and younger style music than much of the weekend. We are going to have our traditional benefit concert on Saturday night with 3 headliners. Those are the Go-Janes and David Maloney, who is familiar from Riley and Maloney. And our anchor act for the Saturday night concert is Shanghai Down the Willamette.
I love it. And every year you've got a theme. So what's going on this year?
This year's theme was picked to be wind, because wind is something that is a constant here in the Columbia Basin. Everyone here, anyway, can relate to it. And so we got, as usual, we got over 40 entries to the Jane Titlin Memorial Songwriting Contest, in which a new song is to be written based on the theme of the festival.
I love it. That's always exciting to find out which one it is and how it came about.
Yes, we have the 10 finalists. Their performances of their songs will be on another virtual stage, and the winner of the songwriting contest, as usual, their performance will be a part of the Saturday concert, the announcement, and then their performance. It will be edited in.
What about the cost for this, that since you're doing it virtual, how's that going to work?
Just like the real festival, almost everything is free.
Okay.
The only 2 events that are going to have an admission fee are the Saturday concert and the Sunday night live contra dance. We're doing this as a pay what you want, but our suggested donation for the Saturday concert is $15, and the suggested donation for the contra dance is $8. And you can get to the place to buy tickets for those through our festival website. We have a coming soon page, we call it. It's at tumbleweedmusicfestival.org. It will show you what's going to be there and allow you to buy your tickets for the concert.
Perfect. Now, let's know, for folks that have never been to the festival, let's talk about, you mentioned a few of the different acts that you've got, the different types of music that they can expect that you guys have.
Well, this year we have a very wide range because we have so many people who have sent us performances. Traditionally, we have a lot of acoustic folk music. We've got bluegrass, we've got blues, we've got country, we've got Irish music, we have a lot of nautical music. That's a big tradition at Tumbleweed. It's tied in with the nautical music community from around the Northwest. This year we've got Irish music from some performers in Ireland who heard about our festival and got in touch with us and asked if they could join as well.
So, I love it. So this has maybe drawn more different acts from around the world by doing it virtual.
It really is. We have three acts that are based in Ireland. One is a longtime Tumbleweed regular who now lives in Ireland, Tom Lewis. He used to live in B.C. and was one of the great nautical performers throughout the country and the world. And we have the two other Irish acts that got in touch with us is a young band called Sunshakers and a band from Dingle called The Blow-In. And we're thinking about calling ourselves now the Tumbleweed International Music Festival.
There you go. There you go. And I would imagine, you know, you draw usually, gosh, it seems like anywhere from, well, close to 4,000 people a year. Isn't that right?
That's how much we estimate passes through the festival through the course of the weekend. We don't have admission. We don't have entry control. So we're just based on the density of the crowds and the flows in and out. It looks a lot like one of the other large events that happens in the park here locally that they claim about 4,000 people.
So, yeah, but now you're reaching folks from all over the world. So, gosh, I'm sure that's going to ramp up even more.
We're hoping that people any and everywhere will tune in and watch some of our performances. On each stage, each performance is going to be individually accessible.
I love it. That's great. So, and then folks, yeah, so folks can watch it after the fact, right?
Yes, we're going to leave the festival site up and running all the way until next August, just a couple weeks before the next festival.
Oh, that's fantastic. So it's going to be on demand. That's great.
Yeah.
Well, let's talk about, you touched on the different workshops you have. Let's kind of go into that a little bit, what's going on this year, because the workshops are really cool, and people love the workshops. So how's that going to work?
We have seven different workshops this year. They will be run as Zoom meetings for a limited number of participants who will be the people actually participating, but we'll be live streaming them as well so that anybody can sit back and watch, and those will be recorded, so they will be available on the website as long as it is open. We have a workshop on chord science for songwriters, one on Western swing for guitar, one on bottleneck slide guitar, one on lead guitar made easy, two slightly different ones that we're excited about, a capoeira martial arts workshop and a flamenco dance workshop, and one on running a Zoom music event. One of our committee members is in the audio business. He normally runs the sound on our North Stage, but he has been making a living during shutdown by helping all kinds of organizations, churches, and schools, and other groups and other music groups set up online places to do things. So he's got some special tricks for doing that he's going to talk about in his workshop.
Well, that's exciting. And, you know, we're talking about the fact that this is obviously going to be all over the world, but you guys usually draw from, you know, your regional event, but you actually, I don't think people know this, but you draw different performers coming from not only the Northwest, like, say, Washington and Oregon and thereabouts, but, you know, you've got Idaho, Montana, British Columbia, I mean, in Alaska, Arizona, I mean, I've even heard from, you know, folks from Nashville and New York as well.
Yes, we have all of those performers here this year from New York, from Nashville, from Arizona. The ones I spoke of who came in from Ireland. We have performers from Canada. From most of our regular performers have submitted. So we have one of our what I call wild caught act, like the two from Ireland that called us, is a man from Indiana. Longtime singer-songwriter, heard about us, thought it sounded cool, wanted to perform, so he's going to be in there as well.
Well, I love it. And you said Saturday night concert's going to feature the Go-Janes and David Maloney, is that right?
That's correct. And Shanghaied on the Willamette.
I love it. And, you know, before we head out, let's talk a little bit about how this is all put together, because it's a big, big deal. You were talking about months you've been just putting the virtual together, but all year you guys are putting this together with the Three Rivers Folklife Society, and you've got hundreds, well, you've got, I know, at least 100 volunteers that serve for this purpose every year. Isn't that right?
Well, the planning committee typically is about a dozen.
Mm-hmm.
On the days of the festival, though, yes, we do have literally hundreds of volunteers who will take a shift doing something, whether it's emceeing a stage or helping the MC or selling buttons or sitting at the information booth, instrument check, just all kinds of things that volunteers do. We couldn't do it without volunteers. This year, we've had some remarkable people turn up and volunteer to be on the planning committee directly with incredible skills that just exactly matched the needs that we desperately had but did not know. A user experience designer of 30 years standing. As I said, our sound man, we have our editor had come to us the year before. He and his wife have made short documentary films about bicycle riding all over the country. And they came here and heard about Tumbleweed and love folk music. They wanted to do a documentary about Tumbleweed, but it changed over into his being our primary video editor, and he has done remarkable work. He's helped us so much. All these people that I cannot thank them enough, thank the members of the committee, because everybody has stretched and worked at climbing the steep, steep learning curve and making things happen.
And this year was a challenge. There's no two ways about it, but it sounds like it's going to be absolutely fantastic. Why don't we give the information for folks so they know how to go to the virtual festival and all the good stuff?
The music festival website is tumbleweedmusicfestival.org, and our regular information website is tumbleweedfest.com. And currently you can see our schedules and information on how to apply to be in workshops and our live shanty sing that is taking the place of the traditional after party. And I'm just about to post the instructions for how to apply to participate in the concert dance.
Well, it's exciting. Well, I thank you, David, so much for stopping by today. Once again, David Carson of the Tumbleweed. We're going to call it the Tumbleweed Virtual Music Festival this year. You know, it's just going to be exciting. So I'm definitely going to be checking it out.
Thank you so much, Wendy. And yes, everyone, be well. Stay home and watch the Tumbleweed Virtual Music Festival this year.
And you're listening to Weekends Around the Northwest. We've got more coming up. We'll be right back.
Hi, this is Terry with Tri-Cities Rotary Club's Great Mid-Columbia Duck Race, and I'm thrilled to share with you my recent experience at the area's newest and most luxurious bed and breakfast, Cameo Heights Mansion. Charming architecture tucked among orchards and vineyards, exquisite dining and luxurious rooms that pamper to your every need. But it's the gracious hospitality of your hosts, Alan and Deanne. They are genuine individuals gifted with pure heart. I encourage you to find your way to this heavenly place, Cameo Heights Mansion, and create a memory that will last a lifetime.
Hi, this is Don Hart with the Tri-City Sports Council and the Hall of Fame, the Visitor and Convention Bureau, down at Cameo Heights Mansion. My wife and I were looking for a relaxing weekend. They go the extra mile for everything you want to do. They truly pamper you, and it makes for a great romantic weekend with that special someone.
Cameo Heights Mansion, where luxury and romance are yours.
In the mood for a San Juan Island getaway? Then hop on the ferry and head to Orcas Island and visit Cascade Harbor Inn in East Sound, a wonderful retreat close to Moran State Park, an outdoor mecca for all kinds of outdoor adventures, including biking, kayaking, hiking, even birdwatching. You'll also find spectacular views from Mount Constitution. And speaking of views, it doesn't get much better than from your private balcony in your room or suite of Cascade Bay or Turtleback Mountain. You'll also find fully equipped kitchens and fireplaces. And close by in East Sound, you'll definitely want to do some shopping. You'll find all kinds of wonderful restaurants as well. So whether you're looking for an overnight for two or a special retreat for family or friends, be sure to visit Cascade Harbor Inn on Orcas Island. For more information, call 1-800-201-2120. That's 1-800-201-2120. Or stop by their website at cascadeharborinn.com.
The Tumbleweed Music Festival is traditionally held every Labor Day in Howard Amon Park along the banks of the Columbia River in Richland, Washington. 2020 marks our 24th annual festival. This year, however, the Tumbleweed Festival is going virtual as an online music festival. The online version of Tumbleweed will still have as many of the normal events as we can cram into the internet. 8 stages with over 60 pre-recorded performances, 2 free concerts, 7 live-streamed workshops, 1 paid admission Tumbleweed benefit concert, and a live contra dance. The festival will open on Thursday, September 3rd, when our festival website, tumbleweedmusicfestival.org, goes live. We plan on leaving the festival available until August of 2021, so you can watch as many times as you want. You can find our list of stages and events at tumbleweedfest.com. Hope to see you there.
You're listening to Weekends Around the Northwest with Wendy Meister.
If you're thinking about ideas for the big Labor Day weekend upon us, you might want to head to Port Townsend. That's where we're coming to you from this week, the beautiful Clam Cannery Historic Hotel, looking out over the water and the incredible views of the mountains. Oh my gosh, there's flowers everywhere. Just very peaceful here. It's time to check in with our resident gardening expert, Ed Hume, and get some great ideas. Ed, I'm thinking about my bulbs. Is it too soon to start planting my bulbs for next spring?
This is an excellent time of the year to plant the spring flowering tulips, daffodils, hyacinths, crocus, all the other spring flowering bulbs. And I like to recommend that people do it early in the fall, actually late summer and early fall, because the weather's better. You know, often we wait until October or November to do it, and then we have to contend with colder weather and often rain as well. So why not get out early? And by the way, at the same time, guess what? You get the best selection of bulbs. So this is a great time to not only find a good variety of bulbs at nurseries and garden centers or wherever bulbs are sold, but it's also a good time to plant them into the garden. The important thing is that how deep do you plant them? Once you get them home, you know, do you have to look for a chart, and or how do you figure that out? It's so easy. Actually, the distance between one side and the other is what's called the diameter of the bulb, and that you plant three times deeper than that. So in other words, if it's an inch across the bulb, then you plant them 3 inches deep. If it's a 2 inches across, then it's 6 inches deep. Simple as that. And keep in mind, bulbs do best where they have fairly good drainage, and they'll do even better as far as flowering is concerned if they're in quite a bit of sunlight. So good sunlight, good drainage, a little bit of bulb fertilizer in the soil at the same time is not a bad idea. But to plant the spring flowering bulbs is really a very, very easy project, and the sooner you can get it done in the fall, I think the better off you are.
Yeah, because otherwise you're waiting. I've heard, you know, tips before where they've said, well, as long as you can dig and the frost does not happen so that the ground is so cold that you can't dig, then you're safe to plant the bulbs. But you're so right to do it ahead of time.
You bet.
Good tips as always. And of course, you'll find all kinds of great ideas on Ed's website, humeseeds.com. Once again, we're coming to you from the Clam Cannery in Port Townsend. Don't go away. You're listening to Weekends Around the Northwest. We'll be right back.
Hi, this is Chef Ron with Bennett's Restaurant, located in Grayland, Washington. We're really excited to be part of Weekends Around the Northwest, and the audience that's listening, this is a really romantic, underdeveloped part of the Northwest Washington coast. When you get out here, this is going to be a fabulous dining experience for you. We don't mess around. We do food the old school way. We make our own sauces and soups and gravies, right down to our tartar sauce and cocktail. We have a lot of fun with fresh seafood, halibut, fish and chips, prime rib, awesome steaks, great seafood pastas, our seafood fettuccine. I mean, when you come to Bennett's, we don't mess around. You're going to receive some of the best customer service that's ever touched you, and we look forward to seeing you and meeting you. Make sure you stop by and visit us. We really look forward to seeing you. Or visit us at bennettscoastalrestaurants.com. Our local phone number is 360-267-2350.
Looking for the perfect fall getaway? How about a beautiful sunset over the San Juan Islands or a sunrise over Mount Baker? It doesn't get much better than that. I'm talking about the Birch Bay Getaway in Blaine, Washington. The secluded beach setting is a great choice for romantic getaways to big family reunions because they've got over 13 accommodations to choose from. This includes luxury cottages and beautiful ocean view suites. Birch Bay Getaway can also host business group meetings and wedding parties, and they've even got a large gazebo you can use as well. At Birch Bay Getaway, both cottages and suites feature full kitchens, separate living areas, cozy fireplaces, full baths, and decks with barbecues. So whether you've got the Olympics on your mind, fresh seafood, golfing, or just time planned for relaxation, you're sure to find it at Birch Bay Getaway. Just a 5-minute drive west of I-5 at the Birch Bay Road exit 276. For more information, call 877-627-2229 or visit birchbaygetaway.com. Looking for an amazing yet affordable European-style getaway that's right outside your doorstep? Then you should experience the renowned Bavarian village of Leavenworth. Take in the stunning drama of the majestic Cascade Mountains, the beauty of rushing glacial rivers, trails, and the wild forest vistas that rival the best counterparts of Europe. With more than 50 attractive lodges, homes, cabins, and condos, Destination Leavenworth has something for everyone. All the properties are comfortably furnished, many with granite counters, private hot tubs, and gourmet kitchens. Their summer spotlight is Gasthaus Wunderbar, ideally situated right in downtown Leavenworth. Newly built and beautifully designed, each of the 9 two-bedroom, two-bath, fully furnished suites features breathtaking mountain and river views, and they're also close to the shops and restaurants. In fact, they're literally right outside your door. A perfect vacation getaway. To explore any and all of the over 50 amazing locations, visit DestinationLeavenworth.com. A short drive from home, but a world apart.
You're listening to Weekends Around the Northwest with Wendy Meister.
Welcome back. If you're just joining us today, we are coming to you from the beautiful Clam Cannery Historic Hotel located in Port Townsend. I've got Kevin Harris, the owner, stopping back by before we talk movies with Paul Hall, our movie guy. And one thing I want to throw in before we head out of here is we have to talk about the fact that a lot of people head to the Olympic National Park and they're looking for a jumping off spot. And I'm telling you, Kevin, this is it. The suites, I mean, they're like a little home.
I agree, Wendy. And we've had a number of families do just that. The families come over, they have heard about the Olympic National Park. It's a World Heritage Site, in fact. And they want to come, they want to experience it. But they also want to do some fun stuff at night. And I think that's where we have some of the other ends beat, because we're right downtown Port Townsend. So you come over, you've got a large suite that has everything. It's got a full kitchen, washer and dryer, top of the line appliances. So you're actually in a home, and you're able to relax and enjoy yourself during your stay. And then, of course, during the day, head out to the park, whether it's Hurricane Ridge or the falls or the rainforest. There's just so much to do, and it's just so spectacular. But there's no better place to make your home base than the Clam Cannery in Port Townsend.
And one thing I have to throw in is you've got windows everywhere, and the view is absolutely spectacular. It doesn't matter what end you are. You know, you're in the north, the west, the east. I mean, you have got a gorgeous view.
It's true. And one of the things that people discover once they check in here, a lot of people plan to go out to dinner, but you know, they say, you know, the room has a nicer view than the restaurants. Let's just cook dinner in our room and enjoy it.
Once again, we're coming to you from the Clam Cannery Historic Hotel. I want to give the web address. You can go there and check out all the pictures. That's clamcannery.com. And now it's time to check in with our movie guy, Paul Hall. What's going on this week, Paul?
We're getting back to the theaters, Wendy. I know we started talking at the beginning of the whole pandemic, and don't get me wrong, we're still in a lot of bad places around the country when it comes to COVID and other things going on. But we are at least getting to the point where some of the theaters are opening.
Are you threatening? Are you teasing? Or is this really legit?
I'm really legit. It's not everywhere. Not every state has opened theaters yet. So you'll have to be real careful to check local listings. You'll also see local drive-ins, which, as you know, during the pandemic has been kind of a pop-up industry that's come back out of nowhere. These were, for kids today, they don't realize how much of a big deal this was, 20, 30 years ago, that everybody went to the drive-in.
Mm-hmm. I know.
And now people are going back to the drive-in, but we've got theaters opening. Generally, it's running anywhere from 25 to 50% capacity. So if you're going to get out to see any of these movies in the theaters, you're going to probably want to book your tickets in advance. Notice the social distancing in most theaters around the country. That'll give you some space between the people next to you, so you're not going to sit on top of each other. Because we do have one new movie that we'll talk about next week, New Mutants, that is an X-Men movie that has been postponed a million times to this point. But we're going to start with the first one out of the blocks, and that is a movie called Unhinged.
And it's perfect timing for what's going on in this world.
Isn't it? I mean, you really, I guess you couldn't have planned it any more perfect. The movie Unhinged is all about, well, someone coming unhinged. In this case, it's Russell Crowe. Russell Crowe plays a man. We don't really know his name. He does go by Tom at some point in the movie, but the opening sequence shows he's having a bad day, and you don't know how that ties with the rest of the movie until the movie progresses. But when he randomly encounters a mom recently separated from her husband, trying to raise a kid, get a kid to school in L.A. traffic, and you're very well aware of L.A. traffic, Wendy. Mm-hmm. It doesn't move very fast.
No, it doesn't.
Well, in this case, the traffic's moving much slower, and mom, played by Karen Pistorius, she's upset because her son's going to be late yet again, and when you get so many lates, you get those tardies, and those tardies generally lead to a detention, and mm-hmm. She doesn't want him to get a detention, so she does what many people do when the truck in front of her is not moving at a stoplight. She honks to get him to move. The stoplight turns green, and he's sitting there, and she has no idea what hell is about to be unleashed from Russell Crowe behind that steering wheel. Now, Crowe here has a full beard in most of this. I had a big pandemic beard going on there for a while. After I saw this movie, true story, I immediately shaved what I had on my face.
Didn't we all have a beard? I braided mine. I put mine, fuchsia braids.
One of those things, though, I don't want anyone to mistake me for Russell Crowe because he's a bad dude here.
Oh, that's funny.
It is a movie that will have you on the edge of your seat. You will be tense. You will not feel good. It's not going to leave you whistling Dixie or la, 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 la in your best Teletubbies voice when you leave the theater. You're going to be shivering, talking to your neighbor, and hopefully getting in a lit parking lot.
Yeah.
And the next time you come upon somebody at a stoplight, you are not going to honk at them. You may courtesy tap, but that's about all, as Russell Crowe tells you in this movie. It's really a good thriller to bring us back to movie theaters. It is just that. Escape for an hour and a half, watch a thriller, jump a couple times. I know I screamed at one scene in this movie. I was just shocked when it happened. And it's a good time to get back to the movie theaters.
It sounds interesting.
Amazon has a new movie called Chemical Hearts that dropped. This is a story of it's a teen romance type drama, I guess you would call it. When a student transfers into a new school, she's got a cane, she's got a little bit of a limp, and she is a writer, just like another student in the school, and they end up on the school newspaper together. Well, as they develop a relationship, they find out more about each other and more about the high school experience and relating to folks in today's high school. It's a decent romance film, and from that perspective, you get a chance to see kids today living a real life. It works, and it's free to those who have Amazon Prime to stream that today. There's a couple other titles that are going the route of streaming, whether it through Amazon. There's a couple headed to Netflix in the near future that we'll talk about. So there's titles coming that way, and actually in a couple weeks, Mulan, a giant studio release, decided to forego the theaters and come to Disney Plus in such a method that I've never seen, and it'll be a new experiment to see if people do it, and that you will have to have a Disney Plus membership, but it will not be free with your Disney Plus membership. You'll pay approximately $30 if you want to watch Mulan during its first run.
Oh, okay.
Disney Plus.
So $30, and you're just going to be doing the streaming. You're not going to own it. You're not going to.
Yeah.
It's a one-time pop.
Yeah, it's going to be interesting to see how that comes down and see how people respond to it, because everybody's watching theaters now to see if these numbers are decent for the releases that are heading that way. You've got Unhinged. You've got a couple titles, Tenant, coming down the road, which is probably the biggest one that's due out the first week of September. Those titles you're going to see, do these titles make money? Do they make at least enough money to make a little bit of an impact before they head to streaming? Or is everything going to move out of 2020 to 2021? So even though theaters are open now, it's yet to be seen whether we keep getting movies in theaters, new movies, for the rest of the year, and anything of substance, shall we say.
Well, there you go. I think we've got all kinds of things to choose from. Of course, you want any other ideas, go to Paul's website, Common Guy's Film Reviews at commonguy.com, and you'll find him here next week.
Hey, save me a seat.
You got it. And that's it for us this week. A big thanks to everyone here at the beautiful Clam Cannery Hotel. Once again, they're located in Port Townsend. Just gorgeous suites here. This is a waterfront hotel with unobstructed views of the Cascades, the Olympic Mountains, Whidbey Island, the Straits of Juan de Fuca. And if you want to find out about the Clam Cannery Hotel, you go to clamcannery.com. We'll meet you back here next week. Make it a good one.